Turn me to the book of Luke. Sister Caitlin, did you tell me you had vinegar in there? When she left the piano, I was sitting down praying, and when she walked by, I could smell it. All I want to say this morning, if you've been to Jesus, somebody ought to be able to smell it. If your heart's been clean, somebody, when she passed by, all I could smell was vinegar. Must have been on her hands. Have you handled him? He ought to be on your hands. He ought to be on your heart. He ought to be on your mind. He ought to be on your spirit, your soul. He ought to just be all over you. This morning I'm going to be just as calm as I can be because this word is coming from God, not from me this morning. And I prayed and I said, Lord, this week show me what you want me to preach and give me what you want me to preach to the people. As we got on the bus Thursday night going to Broken Lives, I heard some men say, I barely made it. I like to not have made it. I had a lot going on. I had a lot that was distracting me. I had a lot that was hindering me. And if I could say anything, I was one of them men. I had a lot of distractions and a lot of hindrances. This morning, I want to preach a title, Satan's Plan. Satan's Plan. And you see if you're caught up in Satan's plan this morning. If you are, I'd get in this altar. And I'd get out of his plan, I'd get in God's plan. Do you know Satan's got a plan not only for the lost man, but he's got a plan for the saved man? He's got a plan for the saved woman, the saved child, the lost child. He has a plan this morning. As I preach this word this morning, I want you to understand that Satan has a plan for your life. And he'll let you play that plan as long as you want to play it. I'd say there's a lot of people that's names are on Church Road that you're right in Satan's plan. You're right where Satan wants you to be, and he's so happy this morning. This morning, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn with me to Luke 22, verse number 31. Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 31. Satan's plan. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. And the Bible says, the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, I love you and I thank you so much for this day. I thank you, Father, for the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that is in this room. Lord, I thank you this morning that the Spirit is going to do its job and it's going to point every person in this room to Jesus. And Jesus is going to point everybody in this room to you. And Father, I pray this morning if there's one lost that they'd be saved before it's eternally too late. Father, I pray this morning there's a backslidden Christian that here under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord, they're still coming to church. They're doing things that church people do, but they're just caught up in the things of this world. Father, I pray they get to an old-timey altar and they do business with you this morning before it's eternally too late. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you for the cross of Calvary. Father, I thank you this morning that we don't have to give in to Satan's plan, but we can do what you've called us to do. And Father, I pray this morning that you have your will and way. I pray you anoint my mouth, my throat, my thoughts. I pray you anoint the ears of the hearers. I pray Satan don't lead them off to a power bill this morning, to rent that's due to what they're going to eat after church. I pray that they take a few moments and they get tuned in to the Word of God. Father, I pray they don't get tuned into me, but I pray that they get tuned into you this morning, Father. Lord, I pray they get off the plan that Satan has for them and they get on your plan this morning. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning, I want you to know that Satan has a plan for your life. I know the Bible says that the Word of God tells us that God knows us and He has a plan for us. Everybody in this room can probably quote Jeremiah 29:11. The Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expected end." But I also know that the Word of God tells me that Satan has a plan for my life. As I come this morning into Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 31, the Bible says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon," you know what? It's something when the Lord calls your name one time, hey, but it's something totally different when He calls your name the second time. He didn't call him Peter. He called him by his physical birth name, and He called him Simon, Simon. I don't know about you, but in the world that I live in, when my mama, when she used to not call me BJ, but she'd say, "William, get over here," I knew right quick that business was about to pick up, and I need to pay attention to what was going to be told. And my wife is the same way. Hey, she could ask me a question and I may not answer it the right way, but she'll call me, and she'll call me by my first name, and I know what she's fixing to talk to me about is very important. This morning, as your pastor, I want to talk to you about Satan's plan and how important it is to not get caught up in what Satan's wanting you to do. I understand this morning there's some of you're done off in left field. You're done off over yonder right now. When I said and told you that Satan has a plan for your life, you tuned me out. You tuned the Holy Ghost out already, and that's okay, but I understand this morning this message is coming from heaven, and there's somebody this morning that needs to understand that Satan has a plan for your life. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to defeat you like never before. I see in the text this morning in verse number 31 that Satan, number one, he desires to have you this morning. And look what the Bible says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you." Can I say to you this morning that Satan desires to have you this morning? Satan doesn't want your kids. Listen to me this morning. Satan doesn't want your kids, but he'll take them. Satan doesn't want your marriage, but he'll take it. Satan doesn't want your cars. He doesn't want your house. He doesn't want your money. He doesn't want your job. He don't want the things you do. Hey, but he'll take it to make you miserable. Satan doesn't want your mom. He doesn't want your dad. He doesn't want your siblings, but he'll take them to make you miserable. You say, "Preacher, well, what does Satan want this morning?" Satan wants you, and Satan wants me this morning. That's what the Bible says. That's his plan this morning. He had his desire this morning to have you. He wants you this morning. You know what he told old Job? It said that there was a time, hey, that the sons of God and Satan came there in the book of Job. And you know what he wanted when he went to where Job was? He wanted Job. He wanted Job's life. He wanted to kill Job. And you know what God told him? He said, "You can take everything he's got." That didn't make Satan happy. He took everything that Job had. He took his kids. He took everything that Job had. And you know what? He still wasn't satisfied. You know what Job wanted? You know what Satan wanted? He wanted Job's life. He wanted to kill Job. He wanted to destroy Job. And that's what he's wanting to do to you, and he's wanting to do to me this morning. He has a plan this morning, and he's wanting to kill you, and he's wanting to kill me. The Bible says in Job chapter number 1, in verse number 11, "But put forth thy hand now," is what Satan told God. He said, "You put forth your hand and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." And you know what old Job did? He didn't curse God. He stayed true to the stuff. He stayed to what God had called him to do. This morning, I want you to get this. Satan's got a plan, and you're all in it. You're all over it this morning. He don't want the things that you have. He don't want the things that interest you, but he wants you this morning. And when old Peter got here, he said, "Simon, Simon, Satan had desired to have you." You know why? Because Peter was a mighty man of God. I want to say to my deacon body in this church this morning, when you think you're high and mighty this morning, and any member or even I this morning, you remember you got a target on your back, and his name is Satan, and he wants you. He don't want your deaconship. He don't want that. He wants you. He don't want your title. He wants you this morning. Daddies that's in here, and you think Satan don't want you, he wants you this morning. He wants you to come up short. He wants you to get in the battle. He wants you to lose. He don't want you to be a winner. He's out against you this morning. Mamas this morning, He wants you this morning. He wants to destroy you. Kids this morning that's listening to me, you listen this morning. He wants you this morning, and He wants to destroy you. He wants to kill you, and He has a plan for you this morning. And when old Peter come, you know what Peter told Jesus? He said, Lord, I'll never deny Thee. I'll never go against Thee. And you know what Peter found himself doing? Doing exactly what he said he wouldn't do. You may be sitting here this morning and you say, I won't get caught up in the plans of Satan. Hey, old Peter didn't think that he'd get caught up, but he did. And this morning, Satan desires to have you this morning. He wants the best member we got. He wants the faithless member that we got. He wants our youth pastor this morning. He wants every deacon in this place this morning. He wants every daddy. He wants every mama. He wants you this morning. And He dangles things out in front of you to lure you away from what God has called you to do. Don't you get caught up in the things of this world and get caught up in Satan's plan. He may have a desire for you, but greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. This morning I got good news. He may have a plan, but I got a relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. He says this morning that Satan desires to have you in verse number 31. He wants you this morning. He wants everything about you this morning. He wants your health. He wants everything. He wants your soul this morning. He is wanting to kill you this morning. Oh my goodness, Satan has a plan. He has a plan this morning. His desire is this, to have you this morning. But I want to give you something else. His desire ain't only to have you, but Satan has a design to hurt you. He has a design. Not only does he have a desire to have you, but he has a design to hurt you and to have you this morning. This morning, I want to show you this in the text. As I thought about this all week long and how that Satan has a plan on our life, how Satan has all this laid out for us, he also has this, a design how he'll do it. Look what the Bible says in verse 31. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan had desired to have you that he may do what? What will he do, preacher? Will Satan come on you all of a sudden? Will he just show up with a pitchfork and little horns? He don't show up that way, my friends. I want you to know, he'll show up in the spirit world. He will battle you. He will destroy you. That's what he wants. He wants you to get out of the house of God. He wants you to get out of the word of God. He wants you to get out of prayer with God. He wants you to get out of fellowship with God. He wants you to destroy everything about you. And the way he does that is he will sift you as wheat. He sifts you just a little here and just a little there. The ones that used to be faithful no longer to be found. The ones that used to open the doors no longer to be found. The ones that would stand on the day of Pentecost at this point. He's going to deny the Son of God. Friends, this morning, if Peter is subject to this, you and I are subject to this, and we must be alert this morning that Satan has a plan. He has a desire to have you, but he has a design in the way that he does it. He has a design. His design never changes. It's always the same. He tries to sift. Look what he says this morning. Has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to sift you this morning. You know what he wants to do when he sifts you? He wants to shake you to the core. He wants to shake you to the core. And he'll use anything he can to shake you this morning. He don't care what it is. He'll use it to shake you this morning. And I ask you a question this morning. Are you already giving in to Satan's plan? Number one, he will sift you because he'll shake you to the core. Number two, he'll separate you from other Christians. When he shakes you to the core and Jesus tells him, he says, Simon, Simon, he wants you. He has a desire to have you, but I've prayed for you. And you know what he told the Son of God? He said, I won't go that way. I won't do that. I'm ready to go with you to the end. And he said, before that cock crow, you will deny me. That's what Jesus told him. But not only will he sift you and he'll shake you, but he'll separate you from other Christians. If there's anything he can do to a child of God, it is this. He'll shake you. There'll be something in your life that'll come your way, and it won't come from God, but it'll come from Satan. And you'll know the attack when Satan sends it your way. I'm talking to somebody this morning that Satan has sent something your way. He's trying to shake your faith. He's trying to shake the very core that there is about you. you. Brother Lee, he's trying to shake everything that you are this morning. The man of God that you are. The family that you got. Your wife leads worship. Your daughter plays the piano. Your son is the youth pastor. You are the sons of a preacher. And this morning, you don't think God has brought, Satan's brought an attack, but God's allowed it to come because he knows greater is in you than he that is in the world. You listen to me this morning, the attack's going to come from Satan, but you got to be ready. It's going to shake you like you've never been shook before, and you're going to have to stick to the stuff. You can't give in. You can't waver. You can't say, well, just a little bit, or I'll bend it just a little bit. If you bend it a little bit, it's getting to be crooked. Crooked's crooked. Not only will he do that, listen to me this morning. You can't give in this morning. He desires to have you. He has a design. Number one, he'll shake you to the core. And number two, he'll separate you from other Christians. When he gets you out there and gets you isolated away from everybody, that's when he works the best. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Nobody wants me. Nobody cares if I'm alive or dead. I got good news. Somebody cares if you're alive, and his name's Jesus. See, Satan will put it in my way and your way to make sure that we don't feel like nobody loves us. You know what Peter said? The plan, what he said? He said, Lord, I'll go with you all the way to the end. You know what he said? He said, you're going to deny me. But you know what they said there in Mark chapter number 16 and verse number 7? Remember Mark chapter 16 and verse number 7? It said, go tell the disciples. Woo! And Peter. Go tell the disciples and Peter. You know why? He said, hey, he might have failed, but it ain't over. He might have hiccuped, but it ain't over. He said, when you've been sifted, you listen to me this morning, it may get in your life to that place where he's done been sifting you and you're caught into the plans of Satan and he has silenced you. He has separated you. He's put you out on an island all by yourself this morning. But listen to me, his design is always the same. That's what he's wanting to do in your life and he's wanting to do in my life. We went to Broken Lives the other night and over 80 men in there trying to find a way out, trying to find hope, trying to find peace, and trying to find rest. And as I went over there and I seen 80 men that were broken because Satan's plan had worked in their life, I look around this room and there's broken people all amongst us. They got a good face on. They painted up good. They look good. But deep down in their heart, they know that they've given in to the plan of Satan. And all he is doing is sifting you at the very core. He's pulling you down as far as he can pull you. And this morning, I want you to know you can't go no farther than the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Peter said this. He said, I love this right here. He got this place. Peter said, Lord, I won't deny thee. I'll stay with you. Satan desires to have you. Satan has a design to hurt you. He'll shake you to the core. He'll separate you from other Christians. And he'll silence you about Jesus Christ. That's what he wants to do this morning. Man, as I come in this morning, I thought about Satan's plan. How he'd love to destroy this church. How he'd love to destroy it. What goes on out here in the middle of nowhere. How he'd love to sit down in here. How he'd love just to destroy it and get chaos and bickering and moaning and groaning going on. How he'd love that more than anything in the world. How he'd love his plan to come through. How he'd love for his plan to come forward. This morning, you listen to me. Don't you be that weak link. Don't you be that one that gives in to Satan's plan. You don't give in to him 1 minute. You stand your ground this morning. Don't you give in to Satan. If there's one thing, one plan he's got, he wants to destroy you this morning. This building don't mean nothing. Going to pay it off, man. I get happy and I get glad we're going to pay it off, amen. Burden gone, coming out of Egypt. Coming on over, amen. Listen to me, this building ain't nothing if you ain't here. He didn't die for this building. He didn't die for this spot of ground. He died for you and he died for me. And Satan knows that. And he's got a plan, and that plan's this. He desires to have you. If he can get you sitting at home on Sunday, if he can get you sitting at home on Sunday night and Wednesday night, if he can get you out there drinking a beer, boy, with social drinking, and it ain't no problems, and it'll be okay, and everything's good, don't worry about it. I can do what I want to do, and I'll still go to heaven. You listen to me. You'll never find that in the Word of God. You'll never find that written down. Who he changes, who he saves is a change in their life. Don't you get caught up with the plans of Satan. He not only does he have a desire to have you, but I want you to know he has a design to sift you. He'll sift you as much as he can. You can't run with the devil on Friday and Saturday and run with God on Sunday. It don't work that way, my friends. That's what Satan's plan is telling every person this morning. He's whispering it in your ears. He's telling you this morning, and it'll be okay. Do what you want to. Do it your way. You know, that's the anthem in hell this morning. They did it their way. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by Jesus Christ. And I beg and I plead this morning in the name of Jesus, if you're caught in the plan plan Satan has. Get away from him. Rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Get to this altar. Get your life back on track. Get right with God. Man, get what God would have you to do. Get on God's plan this morning. Get on God's plan this morning. Man, I've seen people over there at broken lives. You could tell they'd had it all together at one time. They'd sat right where you'd sit. Now they've lost it all because they gave in to the plan of Satan. This morning, you listen to me, this is uncomfortable for some, but it's assuring for some others. He said this morning, number one, he has a desire to have you. Number two, he has a design to hurt you, Brother J.D. And number three, let me give you this. Satan has a destiny for you called hell. He has a destiny for you called hell this morning. Everything he's doing, all the sifting, all the pulling, all the everything he's doing in your... Oh my God, Lord, touch somebody. He has a design for hell for you this morning. He has a design for hell for you this morning. Hell wasn't made for you and it wasn't made for me. It's made for the devil and his angels, but listen to me, he ain't going by himself. He said, preacher, everybody that dies and lies in a casket, they're going to heaven. Don't you be fooled by that. That's what Satan whispers in your ear. Every old gray-headed person that dies, man, they're a saint and they're angels and they're all, don't you fool for that. I don't care how good they've been. I don't care their reputation in the community we live in. And I don't care how religious they've been. If they've not been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, they are not saved. Let me give you this morning. I want to share on down with you. I don't want to stop right here. Satan has a destiny called hell waiting for you. You say, preacher, I don't believe that, not one bit. Preacher, I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that. Let me give you this. He led Judas the whole way. He led Judas the whole way. Look in verse 48 of the text. He led Judas the whole way. Luke 22:48. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss. There's never been nobody no closer to Jesus than Judas. But he's in hell. There's never been nobody more religious than Judas, but he's in hell. There's never been nobody more respected than Judas. He carried the money bag. But I can report to you this morning, he's in hell. There's nobody ever been more religious. He knew it. For 3 years, he walked with the Son of God. For 3 years, he heard him minister. He had seen what he did. He seen him raise the dead. He seen all this. But Satan had a plan for it. And Satan was on him. And he wouldn't let him open them spiritual eyes. Listen to me this morning. I'm your pastor and I'm trying to tell you. You make sure you're not caught up in the things of this world. In the things that you've been taught all your life. But what the Bible teaches. He said this. Betrayest thou the Son of God? With a kiss. You know what he did? He kissed the door. Judas kissed the door. That's how close he was to heaven. He kissed the door. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying and his sweat turns into great drops of blood. And when Judas reaches up and he kisses the Son of God, blood's on his lips. But it wasn't in his heart. This morning as I got thinking about the plan that Satan has and the hell that he has for people, there's going to be, my heart's desire right now is that everyone be saved. That's God's heart. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. That all come to repentance. Well, preacher, I've been baptized. I've been in the church all my life. It won't do you a bit of good if the blood's not been applied. If all you've done is applied it to the outside, it won't do you a bit of good. It's got to be to the inside. Inside. You know what Judas did? He walked with the Son of God. He kissed the Son of God. Hand in hand, he is with the Son of God. But the whole time, Satan had a plan for him. And you know what he did to old Judas? You know what he did? He desired to have him and he got him. I'm talking to somebody this morning. You know what I'm telling you this morning. He said, preacher, I didn't come to hear this. I didn't come to preach it. I didn't want to. I had my message penned down, wrote down, set down, put down Thursday. Went to Broken Lives Thursday night and I seen Brother Brad get up and speak. And the message he spoke appointed that a man wants to die. and then the judgment. That's been on my mind all week long. Under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I've seen him preach. I've seen a deacon in this church stand up, and if God called him to preach tomorrow, I wouldn't doubt it. I've seen Brother Eric stand up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and tell about the prodigal son. And I've seen the Shekinah glory of God come down upon him. And he preached, thus saith the word of God. And in the middle of that message, God told me, he said, you go preach this. You go tell Brother Eric, don't you let Satan sift you. Brother Brad, don't you let Satan sift you. God's using you in a mighty way. There's men in this place. Kim McDaniel, God's using you in a mighty way. Don't you let Satan sift you. Brother J.D., God's using you in a mighty way. Don't you let Satan sift you. Brother Jake, God's using you in a mighty way. Don't you let him sift you. Brother Jerry Norris, whoa, glory. He didn't get sifted, amen. Hey, Brother Jerry's in heaven, amen. He finished well. He finished well. You said you mispronounced. No, I didn't. That's the man that finished well. That's the man that didn't get sifted. That's the man that didn't give in. That's the man that didn't give up. He had every reason in the world to give up and get out of the church. But I want you to know this morning, he stayed faithful to what God had called him to do. This morning, I want to ask you a question. Where will you spend eternity? Satan has a plan for you. He has a plan for you this morning. Where will you spend eternity? I want to give you this morning, though. He said, but I have prayed for you. When you're in God's plan and God's using you, listen to me, don't you let Satan sift you. I believe in eternal security just as much as the next man believes in it. Listen to me this morning. But I believe you've got to be saved to have eternal security. Eternal security does not come from the baptistry or how good a church you attend or how good a pastor. You know how many people can tell me where they got saved, the preacher that prayed the prayer for them when they got saved? But they can't tell me that they asked Jesus into their heart. See, Satan's got a plan. He'll let you walk to the altar. He'll let you be religious as you want to be. He'll let you tithe all you want to tithe to make you feel as good as you can feel. I'm living like the devil, but I'll write a big old check. He'll let you do that all the days of your life. He won't never buck you, won't never do nothing to you. He'll let you do all you want to do. He'll let you be as religious as you want to be. He'll let you be so respected in the community that nobody could even believe you'd be lost. You can be so respected, you can walk in, they'll buy your food wherever you go. They'll pat you on the back everywhere you go, and that's a good man right there now. And deep down in your soul, you know if I draw my last breath, hell will be my home. I said, preacher, you crazy. No, I ain't. I know. They'll let you do everything you can do. I tell them boys all the time at rehab, you can stay clean 20 years and die and go to hell. You can never run a needle in your arm again, never touch a bottle again and die and go to hell. You can quit on your own free will. I hear people say all the time, without the blood of Jesus, they can't get off of it. Satan lets some get off of it. Trick. He said, but I, ain't you glad that the preacher don't have to pray for you? But I have prayed for thee. I've prayed for thee. There's so many people in this room that's been prayed for. Kids that's went wayward that's been prayed for. Marriages that's on the brink that's been prayed for. People with cancer that's been prayed for. People that's dying that's been prayed for. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. This church is only as strong as the weakest link I'm looking at. Now, we strong as a, don't you get that strong as the pastor is? Because he's just a man. We're strong when we're together. And we don't let Satan silence us, separate us, and sift us. But I have prayed for thee, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. This morning, I want to read you something as we go to close. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but you know this morning. You know you're playing the plan that Satan has for you. Man, I'm telling you what, when somebody asked me when I was lost, was I saved? You know what I'd tell them? I'd tell them, yeah, I'm saved. Because I didn't want to get into it. It's complicated. It's complicated that I'm still doing all the things of the world, but yet I'm saved, but I never go to church, I never do nothing, and I cuss like a sailor and drink like a fish. It's complicated, preacher. It's just complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's the plan Satan has desired for you to sift you. You know what he said in 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 1? You know what they told Elijah? He told Elijah this. He said, the way you got us going is too straight. We're going to find us somewhere else to go because the way we're going right now is just too straight for me. That's just too straight for me. I'd rather go over here where it ain't as straight. Let us file us a beam and make us a place over here. You know what Elijah told him? He said, go. Go ahead. Go your way. But you know what they did when they got over there and they got filing that beam? They lost their edge. When you get off the straight path, you know what happens? You lose your edge. You lose what God's given you this morning. Jesus says, I'm going to share this with you. Jesus says this. Please have a time of invitation. Ladies, you come. Here's what Jesus said. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. But I have prayed for thee, and we sung a song the other night, but I know a man who can. And as not knowing a whole lot, I like to research where that comes from. And as I read this text, but I have prayed. Who did? The man did, Jesus Christ. And I thought, where did that come from? And there's a preacher named Jerry Haynes from Union City, Tennessee. They went to the hospital, Brother Jerry Gabby, just as we did. Nothing different. And prayed for two people that was laying on death bed. No way to walk out. Death, they was dying. Pastor Jerry Haynes said that when they walked out, they left. The next day, both them people got off their deathbed and they walked out. I'm a Baptist. I don't believe that. Quit being a Baptist and believe the Bible. Now listen to me. If you say, I don't believe that, this church ain't for you. I don't believe people can be healed. This church ain't for you. I don't believe people can be sifted. Well, this church ain't for you. That's the Bible this morning. And he said as he walked, two people walked out. And he said he got on the radio and they started telling how that he was there in Union City. And this man that worked with the railroad from Jackson, Tennessee called in. And he called him. He said, my wife is 40 years old and she's eat up with cancer. I want to ask you this morning, who in here has ever been healed? Who in here believes you can be healed? Well, I thank God my healing's here, ain't you? He said he called and he said, I heard that you're a faith healer. And he said, no, I'm not a faith healer, but I know a man who can. And he said, if you'll drive from Jackson, Tennessee to Union City, Tennessee, I'll share that man with you. Said he loaded his wife up, eat up with cancer, ain't got long to live, brought her all the way to that house. And as he got there, he said, do you really think this will work? And you know what that guy told him? He said, listen to me. I know a man who can. It's up to you to what you put your faith in. If you put your faith in this man, it'll work. Said they walked out. Went but about 2 weeks later, she's completely healed of cancer. He said, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, don't you come when I'm sick to my deathbed. Don't you lay a hand on me if you don't believe that God can heal. And said he was in a service, just preaching. And started telling this story I just told you about a man who can. And he started telling that. And said there was a man there named Jack Campbell. And he heard that story. And he penned down the song, I Know a Man Who Can. I can't take a broken heart and make it new again. But I know a man who can. I can't walk on the waters. But I know a man who can. This morning, I'm not selling me to you. I'm selling Jesus to you. I'm giving Jesus to you. As I study this about being sifted and about things of this life, when He sifts you, He gets your eyes off Jesus Christ and the cares of this world. I was watching Rocky Balboa the other night. Oh yeah, love Rocky. They say he ain't very tall. And I asked Brandy, I said, I wonder how much it costs if I go out there to California and I meet Rocky Balboa. He's 76 years old. I ain't got long, I don't think. I got to go meet him. If he was born after about 80s back, you know Rocky. That's Sylvester Stallone, okay? He's Rambo, too. He don't fight like I do, but I want to fight like he does. And I said, I wonder how much it costs if I go meet Rocky Balboa. And I Googled that thing up and I said, baby, you ain't going to believe this. How much you think it costs to go see Rocky? She ain't gave me an answer. I said, it ain't but $750. I can go see Rocky Balboa. She said, yeah, but you can go see Jesus for free.
Don't get caught up in laughter. There's some of you who've paid everything in this world to see all kind of grand things. You've been all over the world, all over everything you can do. You've had the best time. You've done everything you do. You've paid big money to do things of this life. And you never met Jesus. It ain't going to cost you a penny. He paid it at Calvary. And the whole time you sit on a church pew and Satan has sifted you. It ain't going to cost you a penny. It may cost you your title. It may cost you your reputation. Well, I thought. It may cost you your youth pastor for a little bit. But it's better to be saved than going to heaven than lost being a youth pastor. It may cost you something this morning. But it won't cost you nothing when you meet Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, has Satan sifted you long enough that you say, I may be saved, I may not be saved, I don't know what I am right now, but all I know is, Satan, you got to get off my back. You ain't paid nothing, you can't ride. This monkey's got to come off my back. I got somebody else leading me, and his name's Jesus Christ. I'm going to get in this altar. I'm going to rededicate my life to the Lord. From this day on, I'm going to live for Jesus and do what Jesus has called me to do. I'm not dragging Brother Eric, his name, through the mud no more. I'm going to stand up and be a man of God to the house of God. I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I'm tired of Satan sifting me. I'm tired of him riding me, and he's got to get off me. And I'm going to come to this altar. I'm going to rededicate my life to the Lord. And if I'm lost, I'm fixing to get saved. And I don't care whose mind it blows. I want to be a follower of Jesus. And I don't care what anybody thinks. Because the preacher just told me it ain't going to cost me nothing to meet Jesus. Father, I love You. And I thank You for these ladies standing behind me. I thank You for the song the anointed sister Denise is just now fixing to sing with these ladies. She's done picked it out. I don't know what it is, but it's going to fit. Because You're here. And I pray for that backslidden Christian that's living like the devil. I'm talking about he's got them wrapped up and they think everything's good. I pray for them right now. They shake that off. They get in this altar and they realize it ain't the family they want. They want You. Satan wants them. And I pray they get back in fellowship with You the way they need to be. And we'd be a lighthouse for all to see out here that Jesus Christ is our Lord and He's our Savior. And I pray right now for that one that's got a title. That deep down in their heart, they know they're lost, going to a devil's hell. That He's not prepared for them, but Satan's waiting on them. That they'd rebuke that this morning, ask Jesus to come in their life. Lord, if there's somebody here who's lost or backslidden, bring them to this altar. Because I know a man who can. In Jesus' name, amen.